Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest, keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus by praying through the Serenity Prayer. This prayer was created by theologian Reinhold Niebuhr and popularized by Alcoholics Anonymous. Many of us are familiar with the first few lines, but perhaps don't realize there is more to the prayer. Serenity means the state of being calm, peaceful, and untroubled, which many of us, especially now, long deeply for. This simple prayer can be profoundly powerful, maybe because it reminds us that the serenity comes through surrender and acceptance. I'm going to read through the prayer a couple of times, and this first time, I want you to simply listen, absorbing the words and allowing them to become your prayer for yourself. And so I invite you now to begin to center yourself by cultivating stillness within. Take some deep breaths and become aware of God's presence with you. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Now I'm going to read through this prayer a second time. And during this reading, I want you to listen and pay attention to any words, phrases, or ideas that stand out or stir something up in you. At the end of the prayer, I'm going to give you a few moments to have a conversation with Jesus about what you noticed. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. I want you to take a few moments and to simply have a conversation with Jesus about what is stirring up or standing out. Consider why this might be significant for you today. Ask Jesus to illuminate and to guide you. Consider taking this prayer into the day and week ahead. A quick Google search for the Serenity Prayer will bring up the words of the prayer. Perhaps write it down or print it off and then begin each day by reading and making this prayer your own. Friends, today, may God grant you the serenity to accept the things you cannot change, the courage to change the things that you can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Peace be with you.